And so that's already given. And you're equivocal. You have a different position, seemingly, on Hassan Piker running against J.D. Vance. And it seems like, based on that, the transitive property, therefore Epstein is preferable to Hassan Piker as leader.
I don't understand.
Unfortunately, probably, yeah. As bad as that is, but that's a really hard bullet to bite. But it's also kind of a bullshit bullet to bite. And Pisco's not really making any point here. I think the goal here is just to try to humiliate Hutch. But
wait, Hutch. Do you think Hassan wants everyone to have health care?
Oh my God. Oh! I don't know, bro. I don't know what you're gonna do for these types. This is why I'll never embrace these labels or endorse these labels. I think it's too cancerous. It's too scary. It's too risky. There are just too many like unaware types, I guess, that unironically believe this.
I'm not sure I understand, because you're like, if it's just the moving in the direction, we both seem to agree that on the steps there's probably going to be way more things I'd be okay with if we moved left than right.
I never said that. It's not moving left or moving right. It's moving more authoritarian or more liberal. Like, leftists want to move more authoritarian. It's not just a single healthcare higher minimum wage thing, because that might not be Hassan's first steps. His first step might be to unally with Israel and declare a world war on them, because he thinks that their treatment of the Palestinian people is so horrible. The second step might be to capitulate militarily on every single base around the world, because he thinks Western imperialism is unethical and evil. The third step might be to completely withdraw from every type of the WTO. Oh, I guess we're, I don't
the
know.
Who,
might,
mean, yeah,
yeah, everything like that.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, like these might be the steps that he takes, because he wants to see a multipolar world. I don't know if the people still use this term anymore. He might want to see those other countries rise up and thrive. Who knows? And if those are the first steps he takes, it's, well, fuck, I would rather have the fucking J.D. Vance. Jesus. Time for the trigger zone. Are you ready?
As between communicate, unfortunately, that's like the major part of politics now, is being able to communicate in that way with a broad section of America. I have a question for you, Hutch. As between Piers Morgan and Hassan Piker, who are you more mad at based on their coverage?
Jesus. Wait, based on the coverage of which thing? Hold on. Let me get some context. What a question. How do you compare those two people? Oh, man.
Way in the other direction, so.
Here's the hard truth, in my opinion, with respect to like where to orient yourself or triangulate your position. I don't know what you want to call it. Populism and populist politics is having a moment right now, and it's impossible to deny that, with some exceptions, maybe Mark Carney in Canada, but really with few exceptions. You know, Albanese right now is getting thundered in the polls. Keir Starmer, Macron, across the world, there's a populist moment, and the lefties are absolutely right about that. And I don't think...
God, fuck. Pisco doesn't know. I just don't think he has much of a political... Understand, I'm trying to be mean, but like, lefties are not just populist, though. Like, they use that vehicle of populism to kind of shoehorn in the cringy ultra-socialist stuff, depending on who you call, I guess, lefties, or depending on who you call populist. But like, all of these labels are so fluid, and they mean different things to different people as well. I feel like you should clarify more there, but I don't know.
I think that where the American people are at is ideologically committed to the right or like on these cultural issues. I think it's about how they're being spoken to with what kind of aura. I'm not really committed ideologically to one particular version of the Democratic Party. I want killers who are able to communicate. Unfortunately, that's like the major part of politics now, is being able to communicate in that way with a broad section of America. I have a question for you, Hutch. As between Piers Morgan and Hassan Piker, who are you more mad at based on their coverage?
Who do I think does more harm, you mean?
Both, mad at and harm.
Fuck, that's such a hard question. They do harm in such different ways. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That's hard to say. I think they do different kinds of harm. I think
we're mind melded.
I think Piers Morgan.
Because like with Piers, you kind of know who he is at least. Piers does this like faux centrist, like, oh, like I'm just a centrist guy. No, they don't say that. He says, oh, I'm a liberal. Really? You guys just got so far away from me. And it's like, okay. But Hassan is like supposed to be on our team, supposedly, right?
He thrives and capitalizes off of really thought-terminating, idiotic debates that can be sort of entertaining in the way that two dumpster trucks colliding at 90 miles per hour in 4K, you know, 500 frames per second is entertaining. But I think Hassan is very actively
undermining,
creating
subverting
a permission structure to not support the Democratic nominee in 2028. And I think he is more consumed with a delusional fantasy that he's this leader of a vanguard movement of a new kind of like socialist party.
Yeah, Piers is delusional on Trump and like claiming that, like what I mean to say is basically the following in response to like what should be done with.
This is super desynced. I don't know why. Don't complain about it. I can't do anything about it.
It almost feels like a mafia line. Like, should something be done with them? Like, I just feel that we should respond to them as appropriate, call out their bad takes as appropriate. But the obsession is something I don't understand. the obsession is something I don't understand, and why, as opposed to someone like Piers Morgan, as opposed to like Joe Rogan.
If you don't understand the obsession at this point, you're probably just not qualified to have an opinion on anything going on here. I don't think you should talk about it. If you can't understand the frustration or the upsettedness of having somebody who is supposed to be on your side constantly undercutting all of your candidates, refuse to actively endorse or support Kamala Harris in the last election, and continues to maintain the position that either party would have been more or less the same in power, I just don't know why you would even venture out into this territory at all to offer an opinion. It just feels like you're like, this would be like me coming out and having like strong, like, I don't know why people care so much about AI dubers. I'm like, I don't know enough about it. I don't have a strong opinion on it because I don't know that much about it. I don't know why you would venture this opinion here.
Well, you know, why are you so obsessed?
As opposed to like Dave Smith, you know, I see a Dave Smith tweet, I fucking respond. But Hutch, it seems personal.
God. Oh my God. That's such a fucking shitty way of framing it. I mean, Hutch could even argue that for him, it might even be a little personal because was Hutch one of the people who got doxxed when Hassan was platforming Bad Empanada, when he was going through his video and showing the addresses and everybody on Twitch that, and nobody gave a fuck about this ever because Hassan is literally controlled opposition, right? So Hutch could even use the argument, and he's been attacked also a lot by Hassan. But I mean, obviously that's not the only reason. That's not even the primary reason why Hassan is so problematic.
No. What I find like personally aggrieving about Hassan is that I think his actions and his attitudes, and it's not just him. I don't just talk about him. I'm very focused on him in the last week because of what he said. And I think it kind of vindicates like what I've been saying, what I've been trying to tell people about this part of the internet, that they are destructive. They are arsonists. What I find particularly grieving about this is that I think it leads to really bad outcomes where people get hurt. You know, we ended a program that is estimated to have saved 91 million lives from 2001 to 2021. USAID is estimated to have saved 91 million lives. We can restart that program again if we elect a Democrat president and potentially spare 10 to 15 million dead people over the next 10 years.
Do you think I don't agree with everything you're telling me right now? Like,
I'm laying out my reasoning. And so like, if I focus on one person, it's because I think there's value in attacking that viewpoint. And I think like the people that say, why are you so obsessed with Hassan? This reminds me of when people say like, why are you so obsessed with Donald Trump? It's like, well, the reason I'm talking about Hassan so much is because
it's such a weak way to kind of get people off of somebody's back. Like, here's my criticism A, B, and C. Why are you so obsessed, bro? Like, it's such a loser way of trying to fight against criticism, in my opinion. I don't know. I think it's a really cringe line of attack.
Literally one of the top streamers in the world. He's insanely influential. And I think there needs to be people that are out there actively trying to discredit his idiotic, vapid, grifty bullshit.
Yeah.
But Hutch, Hutch, can we turn it around on you? Would you commit to voting for Hassan over JD Vance in the general?
I already told you I would Minecraft myself if you made me choose between
No, you come on. That's a cop out, Hutch.
Oh my God. This is such a bullshit question because Hassan theoretically, like, they're trying to act like it's the same thing as asking Hassan if he would vote for Newsom versus JD Vance. I don't even know. I just had this thought in my head. Did Hassan even support USAID? Because a lot of the hardcore lefty types, Hutch just gave his opinion that like, well, things like USAID leaving are really bad. A lot of the lefty types that I saw posting on Twitter and shit, because that's the only place they are, were literally saying, well, USAID was just a CIA psyop in order to give us access to other countries to do evil things anyway. So it's not even that big of a deal. Like Hassan might actually think that. I don't know if I've heard him give comments on like, oh, USAID going away is really bad. Or if he endorses that point of view, that it's just a giant fucking co-op, or not a co-op, a giant psyop. Or I don't know what you call it. No, that wouldn't be a psyop. That would just be an op-op, I guess. Like a CIA operation.
I would literally do that. I'm not even kidding.
No. That's not the question. You said Epstein. So it seems like you're saying that you prefer to vote for Jeffrey Epstein than Hassan Piker by transitive property of equality.
Wait, hold on. The choices are Jeffrey Epstein and Hassan.
No. So you said you would vote for Jeffrey Epstein in a Democrat suit. And so that's already given. And you're...
No.
So you said you would vote for Jeffrey...
Did he say he would support Epstein over Vance? Or was it Epstein over another like lawmaker? Like for Congress? I don't remember. It might have been Epstein over Vance maybe. But
Epstein in a Democrat suit. And so that's already given. Okay. And you're equivocal. You have a different position, seemingly, on Hassan Piker running against JD Vance. And it seems like, based on that, the transitive property, therefore Epstein is preferable to Hassan Piker as leader.
I don't understand.
Unfortunately, probably, yeah. As bad as that is, but that's a really hard bullet to bite. But it's also kind of a bullshit bullet to bite. And Pisco's not really making any point here. I think the goal here is just to try to humiliate Hutch. But
logically follows.
I don't understand how much more Hassan needs to say for people to realize.
Can you respond to what I just said about the Epstein comparison to Hassan Piker?
Don't do the debate, bro thing. I'm going to say what I have to say. I don't know how many more things Hassan needs to say before people fully
It is bullshit. Do we even know what Epstein's politics are? My guess is, based on listening to him talk about finance, he's probably like a standard like neoliberal political perspective. Plus, he was Jewish, so probably like center-left or left-leaning like for social issues, say for the fucking kids thing or whatever. Like, so
understand that he does not believe in liberal democracy. He is a Marxist.
I just made a point about Epstein. Leninist. I'm not putting off this point, Hutch. I'm not going to.
He is a Marxist-Leninist. No, so you're trying to moralize about Epstein and whatnot. And
you think Hassan is worse than Jeffrey Epstein.
That's like what Pisco just said there, and he knows this. I'm just going to call these out as they happen. These are bad faith talking points, right? Like, saying that you would vote for Epstein over J.D. Vance is not an endorsement of either person's character. Saying that you would prefer one over the other and then using this transitive property, whatever, however the fuck this works, I guess, for absurd hypotheticals, is not saying, well, I think that Epstein is a better person than Hassan Piker. It's showing like who you preferred. It's showing how horrible it would be to have a MAGA administration that you might even prefer a pedophile in power who at least has some notion of what American values are, regardless of his horrible personal, you know, whatever horrible personal misgivings you might have about them, that you would prefer that to a continuation of MAGA. But then to do this weird substitution of, oh, so you think that Epstein is a better person? Like, I half expect Pisco next to be like, so you'd rather have Epstein babysit your kids versus Hassan Piker? So you think Epstein's better, right? You'd rather have babysit your kids, right? Like, it's just like, it's such a stupid, it's just, he's just bullying, I guess, yeah.
That's what it shows you.
What is Jeffrey
Epstein? You did when you said I would vote for Epstein over fucking J.D. Vance.
Tell me, what is Jeffrey Epstein's policy platform?
There we go. That was a good question. Wow, what is his policy platform? Because we know Hassan's, it's real bad. It's about as bad as it can be.
Dude, you don't need to know Jeffrey Epstein's policy.
What do you mean you don't need to know?
See, like, that was the dumbest possible thing Pisco should have said. He should lay into that. He should not let him forget that quote. Or he should just, what do you mean, explain that? It doesn't matter what the policy platform is. We're literally talking about electing somebody for president on their policy platform. Or did he think that when Hutch said, well, I'd vote for fucking Epstein over J.D. Vance, that he did it because he thought Epstein was a better, like, more moral individual? Or what does he think?
But I know about
what you said. You voted for him on abortion.
You voted for him over J.D. Vance.
Here is what I know about Hassan. He romanticizes, lionizes, and idolizes Vladimir fucking Lenin. Do you know how many people, fucking millions of people, died under his regime?
I'm not moving off this.
I don't know if they just do this on the show and they all kind of understand this and it's cool or whatever, but like this is a friendly, I imagine, like a friendly-ish conversation on a podcast with people who are like friendly with each other. And when Pisco's so eager to be like, you're dodging, it's like, bro, he's answering the question. He's not like being deposed right now. Jesus.
Why would you vote for Hassan?
Harm reduction. Hassan would be better than J.D. Vance. That's why you would vote for Epstein over J.D. Vance. Didn't you say that? And presumably your answer...
You're saying it would be harm reduction to vote for
Epstein. So then say it, Hutch. I view Jeffrey Epstein as a better leader than Hassan Piker.
You know you fucked yourself. No, you're telling me that you would vote for somebody who presided over tens of millions of deaths, Pisco.
Hassan Piker?
No, he modeled his politics after fucking Vladimir Lenin, and then you're turning it around on me.
So then say Epstein is preferable to Hassan Piker.
I'm starting to feel embarrassed because Jose is here and it's like we're fighting.
I'm still wondering how a corpse would get nominated to be the Democratic nominee.
That's true. It's ghost. I can say it without any hesitation. I would vote for Hassan over J.D. Vance in a heartbeat. And I have a feeling Jose would too. Jose, what do you say? Hassan versus J.D. Vance.
Yeah, if somehow Hassan decided to jump into the Democratic fray and become and run and win, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course I would vote for him as the
You're the only one out here, Hutch. We'd all vote for Hassan. We all think he would be better than a Trump presidency.
We have very different kind of opinions about like how Marxist-Leninist governance like functions and actually is.
Pisco probably doesn't even believe he's an ML. I don't know how much IRI even follows the Hassan stuff. I don't know how much like political philosophy IRI dives into. So he might just think that Hassan is further left. I never know Soypill where he's at exactly. I don't know what Jose's familiarity with him is either.
The worst possible outcome of unintentional policies from Hassan and comparing them to intentional fascism and saying they're about equal and I would off myself.
He legitimately stands Vladimir Lenin. He thinks that that's
This is also one of the reasons why when I was talking to Ryan Getty yesterday, I'm so uncomfortable with Americans kind of embracing like the democratic socialist label or the SOCDEM label. I don't call myself a SOCDEM anymore because people are so mind fucked and have like absolutely no concept. They just think that like, I guess in some ways the Hassan, it's not even a grift. It's the concealment of his actual political beliefs. It kind of works on these people on like Pisco or the Soypill. Like, oh, he just wants, you know, like single payer healthcare and an expanded welfare state and maybe, you know, no more genocide in Palestine. Like, that's what they think the extent of the beliefs are. And then, so of course, from that level, well, Hassan's not that bad. He's basically like AOC or Bernie Sanders, but even more left. Like that's what they're
engagement with the subject matter is. And so you sound unhinged if you try to say that you wouldn't support Hassan almost under any circumstances, but like, it's, yeah, it's just so,
model for how to like conduct governance. Do you understand that?
Campaign,
I understand
campaign rhetoric.
Okay, so why the fuck would I ever asking me to choose between him and Jeffrey Epstein? I guess
you picked Epstein already. You've already laid that out.
Wait, do you think Hassan wants everyone to have health care?
Oh my god. Oh, I don't know, bro. I don't know what you're gonna do for these types. This is why I'll never embrace these labels or endorse these labels. I think it's too cancerous. It's too scary. It's too risky. There are just too many like unaware types, I guess, that unironically believe this.
Yes, sir. No. I'm not trying to gotcha. Oh, I'm just God, saying. Bro. Do you think he wants that? Like, I would pick someone who's trying, maybe in a bad way, to get universal health care from everyone, than Donald Trump, who says, "I'm going to cut taxes on billionaires. Fuck people. I don't care if they die, and let's go send ICE in and round all these people up. I don't care if worst case scenario, it could be bad."
Hang on a minute. Would you fucking defend?
Like, it's such a dumb, like, fascists don't necessarily oppose universal healthcare. Like, if Donald Trump were to say, if we, you know, get rid of every single Muslim, every single brown person, every single African immigrant from this country, we can use the money and get some kind of, like, big healthcare program for the average U.S. citizen or whatever. Like, people who are hardcore fasci types, this is why they're called, like, third positionalists, right? It's because they'll be economically very left, but culturally very right wing. It's just such a stupid... it's all good.
Kim Jong-un, because everybody in North Korea has healthcare?
No.
Okay.
Think Hassan wants Kim Jong-un healthcare? Is that what he's like?
Have you heard of Venezuela, guys?
Hassan literally said.
But like that, but yeah. Oh my God, dude. I don't know who these guys watch or where they get their information from. I don't know. Good memes, I guess.
Literally, this is what he believes. Like, he believes in a uniparty. He would ban political opposition. Do you understand
this? Yes.
What do I care if I have healthcare if I can't form
a... Like, Hutch should push them on this because they're not saying yes. I don't know if it's because their audience cucked or they just don't know or they just don't want to engage with it or maybe they believe it secretly and they just don't want to admit it. I don't know. Like, he should get them to acknowledge that. Like, in Hassan Piker's world, maybe not eliminate every other political party. Maybe there would be multiple socialist parties. That guy's not shooting at me, is he? Maybe there would be multiple socialist parties, but like capitalist parties would be banned. Like, you wouldn't be allowed to have these types of political movements in your country, in his ideal world. Uh-oh, who joined?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, shit. Hi, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I saw you were watching the clip of us on Live and Learn. Can you blackpill me on Hassan? Like, if it was literally Hassan versus Trump, why would this somehow be like a hard choice?
I don't think I can convince you of that. I don't think you...
Why not? Well, before you say anything, let me preface. Yeah. One, I'm already on your side. One, I think Hassan's a fucking idiot a lot. Two, like, everything that I was talking to about Hutch in that conversation, I agree with him, where it's like, yeah, obviously harm reduction, obviously I'm voting for Gavin Newsom. So this whole rhetoric, I've been on the same side. But it doesn't make sense to me that the worst that Hassan Piker could possibly do is somehow worse than Trump. I'm lost there.
Because Hassan Piker is not liberal, right? He doesn't defend liberalism. He doesn't believe in liberal concepts. Like, he's illiberal. Sure. He would want to find a way to basically create some type of single party system that bans free enterprise, that bans private investment, that bans opposing political parties. Like, okay. This is like
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, this is the disaster end goal with Trump as well, with fighting liberal people. Yes.
Right. So in my mind, I can imagine a world where we get some, you know, tanky hellhole hellscape. There's only one party. It's all central planned. You know, there's gulags and re-education camps. Don't get me wrong. I can imagine if he could snap his fingers, do whatever he wants. But in the same way Trump is like held back by certain systems and checks and balances, I think Hassan would be as well. And it doesn't make sense to me that the worst that...
Stop. You don't believe this argument. You don't believe this argument. I don't know why you just did this. No, you don't. Because the argument that you just put forth here is that the only thing Hassan wants is... social payer or single payer healthcare. Okay, so
that's not an argument.
Saying
I did say that in the thing. But
so
that,
number
I
one, number two, when you described Hassan earlier, you just said he was stupid or whatever, meaning that you think that he's just kind of silly, not that he actually has a coherent political ideology that would take us away from a liberal framework. And then number three, obviously, it's a much different question from a harm reductionist perspective. If you're saying, well, I would vote for Hassan because I don't think he would get anything done, right? That's a totally different answer that I'm going to guess is probably never going to come up in this show.
I'm saying the worst in case of Trump right now is really fucking bad. Let's say, like, to the extent, if we're looking at a spectrum of like what is being allowed within the system and all of these like rules being broken and institutions being demolished, I have yet to see a good argument as to why the worst that Hassan would want and accomplish to the same degree is worse than what's happening right now.
Well, it would be, well, what the worst thing that he would want to accomplish would be worse than the current admin, because we would completely abandon our liberal democratic framework. But the worst thing that Trump would want would be worse than what we have now, because he still has to be constrained by the system to some extent. So I don't know how to grapple with that.
So when you come at me and you say Hassan wants to end liberal democracy, I can accept this premise, given if he's like a tanky, right?
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is like, yeah, okay, Trump wants this too, right? He would have a single party. I get to do whatever I want, dictatorship. So I'm like, where do these things, do you just view them as exactly equal if
pretty
they
much.
Have exactly the same amount of power?
If I have a spectrum and like liberal democracy is at like 100 and fascism is at 0, then the thing that Hassan wants is at like 3 or 4. Like they map onto each other almost as perfect circles. They just have different enemies and they use slightly different language. But
okay, well, help me out then. What if Hassan was flip everything, Trump admin route, Hassan's in power right now, what is the worst thing happening right now? I see, okay, yeah, like maybe USAID, I think the tankies are anti this for like, oh, it's the CIA or whatever bullshit, but it's like, okay, all the ICE crap, all the tax breaks, all this crap is awful, I think, and destroying our country. What to the same extent would Hassan be accomplishing with the exact same amount of power and checks and balances?
I mean, it could be starting with the expropriation of every private industry in the United States. Maybe the United States government takes over all of our private sector. So like the
Hold on. I'm aware that he wants to accomplish this, but he wouldn't have gotten this far with the exact same power, the exact same progression as Trump has had, right? Like,
Wait. Do you agree then with my tweet where I said I would rather elect Hitler than Trump or whatever?
Is this the one where you said, Hitler, you know, in current day,
because this
would
is
not
the,
be able
yeah,
to get
this is the argument
done.
To go with, and Hitler wouldn't get anything done. He's fucking Hitler. Nobody likes Hitler. Even Republicans en masse probably wouldn't support Hitler.
Right, which but is like, why I'm asking, if Hassan accomplished the exact same amount of progress that Trump has had with Trump's, you know, ideal world that we're not getting to, but he's trying to get to, Hassan wants to get to this world that you're like, hey, this would be awful.
Then they'd probably be, I guess it would be similarly bad. It would just depend on who you, like, things would just play out and different ways. And then I guess you would have to try to find a way to quantify what would be worse. So for Trump, of this hyper retarded nationalist obsessive agenda, has decided to tariff the entire world, which has a hugely negative impact on our local domestic economy. Hassan Piker would start expropriating a whole bunch of companies, which would also have a massive drain on our local economy. Being, you know, tariffing every other country in the world makes us a very unstable platform that nobody wants to invest in. Expropriating all of our businesses makes us a very unstable platform that nobody wants to invest in. Like, I don't know how you would measure like which one of these would necessarily be worse, but they would cause very similar types of harms, just using different routes to get there. You know, Trump might want the secret police to go around and round up people using ICE. Hassan might want the expropriation police to go around and, you know, I don't know, bully business owners until they, I guess, divest from their companies and either flee their state or they have to give all their shit up to, you know, whatever government official comes by. I don't know what that would look like. Trump wants to put political opponents in prison. Hassan wants to put them in re-education camps. At the end of the day, this is why Hutch said he'd rather kill himself. Like, I don't know how you even compare these at the end of the day. Would I rather have, like, you know, Hitler or Mao leading my country through some type of industrial revolution? Fuck, gee, I don't know. That's a genuinely difficult question. In a way that Newsom versus J.D. Vance is not a difficult question. That's a very, sure, very, yeah. very, very, very easy question.
The reason we brought it up is because it's like, it seems like, yes, obviously the situation, they're different, but it's like, you're going to shit on Hassan for saying, I take the third option out, which is, you know, for some people is killing yourself, the other is, or voting third party, whatever. But like, when faced with a harm reductionist argument, it's just, these things are equally bad. And the
Why
reason
did I don't wait. You just gave an oppositional point that I literally just answered right before you said that. What was the thing I said right before that?
That the degree of potential badness is not really quantifiable between Gavin Newsom and J.D. Vance versus Hassan and J.D. Vance.
Newsom versus J.D. Vance is that's a no-brainer. AOC versus J.D. Vance or Bernie Sanders versus J.D. Vance. These are no-brainers.
I don't disagree with this point. Yeah.
But a Marxist-Leninist, a super fundamentally illiberal person who hates the West, who's going on hate America tours, whether it's in Minneapolis, Qatar, or China, that's a much, much, much more difficult question. Like, and I'm sure I'm sure if you were to tell Hutch, like, we could sit down and do all the math. And let's say that we find out at the end of the day that Hassan's, you know, total revision of the entire United States would be marginally better than J.D. Vance's fascist derivation of the United States. I'm sure Hutch would say, okay, fine, I guess I would go with Hassan in that perspective. But you are like, you're moving fundamentally into a horribly different world there.
Okay. Yeah, potentially. I think the reason I think it's not a... It's still obviously a harder question, but not an impossible question. It's like, okay, this person, at least on the path to getting all the things I probably disagree with, is going to get me a lot of things I do agree with. And that's why I brought up the single payer healthcare thing.
But Hassan doesn't care about single payer healthcare. He doesn't advocate for these things. This is lip service that he pays. He just talks about class struggle. He hates it when people bring up stuff like single payer healthcare or minority issues or trans people or whatever. He gets so triggered on these because he just wants to talk about class stuff and overcoming the proletariat. Like, he'll pay lip service to the social policies every now and then. But then when he's talking about them at a later date, he'll he'll say these are just things that you throw up in front of the proletariat to satiate them so that they're happy with the horrible state of capitalism and they allow it to endure.
So, right. Okay. I'm taking a word on this because I've not seen this, but
of course
I watch a lot of stuff on. No. This isn't me like saying like I've never seen this. It doesn't happen. I'm just sure. Let's assume this is true. But again, in my calculus of this, it seems to be that on the road to Trump getting what he wants, which is this dictator fascist bullshit, we are getting all this horrible policy, right? Tax cuts, Republican neocon bullshit, getting the tariffs, all this stuff. And it's like, my imagination is the reason why Hassan Piker, even if you're saying it's just paying lip service, is supporting a AOC or a Bernie or a Mamdani, is because at the very least, those policies that I like that AOC, Bernie, and Mamdani propose are on the path towards his crazy, insane ML bullshit, right? So would that not be at least a better option on the way there?
Like, maybe, but we're engaged in... There's like a heavy predictive philosophical, like a lot of guesswork. Like, this is not an easy question in the way that J.D. Vance versus Newsom is an easy question, right?
I agree. It's not the same degree. But it's so much easier for me to say, obviously, I align with a Marxist-Leninist on more things than I do anything on the right, right? So,
But if you do, then you should just say that, and then we'd view you as an ML, and we would argue from that perspective. Then it wouldn't make sense.
But I'm not saying I'm an ML. I'm saying MLs. I don't have an ML ideology, but the steps that America would need to go through to transform into Marxist-Leninism are going to be things I agree with partly.
Wants to do is capitalize on this weird like Trump share thing in Intel and U.S. Steel, and he wants to nationalize all of the U.S. energy. Like, that could be a thing that could potentially, like, catastrophically destroy our country. It's part of what fucked with Venezuela so hard, was they're nationalizing, expropriating, and then trying to run all of their energy stuff. So, like, that could be a thing.
Okay, if that's the first thing that happened, yeah, that could fuck us. Okay, I understand that. Yeah.
What do you think would be the first thing that would happen?
Well, if I'm imagining, again, like, this is an equal sides of the spectrum. If we're assuming these things are equally bad, but one is to the left and one is to the right, I imagine we'd be like, all right, we're raising taxes on the rich right now. Okay, now we have, like, ICE is abolished, or, like, you know, like...
I guess, but I don't think he wouldn't want to raise taxes on the rich. He wants to expropriate, like, take their wealth and control it with the state, not just raise taxes.
I'm aware of his end goals. I'm saying if Hassan was president... The hypothetical I brought up earlier was not Hassan gets everything he wants. It was, if I'm voting between Trump and Hassan, you know, it's if you're okay saying these are not ideal, sure. What happens on the path towards then? Obviously, more things that I want are going to be on the path left.
Listen, I think like there's an intellectual exercise that you can engage on for this, but it's so far removed from the Newsom Vance hypothetical that it's not brought up in good faith. Like, this is like having a debate with somebody over, you know, whether or not a 16-year-old girl could consent to Jeffrey Epstein, and then you bring up like a case study of a hyper-intelligent 9-year-old, and it's like, well, could a 9-year-old theoretically, hypothetically engage sexually with a person if their brain developed twice the speed? And it's like, I guess, but like in the context of the Epstein conversation, this is not brought up in good faith. This is not like an appropriate forum to discuss that particular topic in. Much the same that, like, on Hassan Piker's way to realizing a Marxist-Leninist version of the United States of America, could the first few steps he take also be the same steps that a super progressive person would take towards, like, taxation or social welfare? It's a question you could ask, but it's so far removed from Newsom over J.D. Vance. It's like a...
I agree, but also the other...
Well, wait, if you agree, then why have that conversation then? Why would that be
because
the comparison?
In regards to Hutch specifically and analyzing this question, he has brought up, like, hey, segregationists or, like, any other, like, very extreme, like, people that you would accept into the coalition to win against fascism, which, by the way, I agree with. Theoretically, this might be something we could do, although, you know, there's arguments about what happens as a downstream effect of this. And Hutch's argument against this is, well, I'm willing to accept that fight and dealing with those things in short term because I believe it's easier to deal with these, like, people within our party fighting and stopping the fascism in the immediate and then dealing with the other stuff later, which is the same kind of thing that I would say he should bring up with Hassan, where it's like, yeah, okay, maybe we'll get some good things and we'll stop fascism in the short term, and then we have to stop him before he gets more party.
But the segregationist can align with you on a lot of things, potentially. He's just racist, right? Which is not good, and maybe he wants to see that embedded
in
government policy.
That's a pretty fundamental difference, though. Segregation pretty much like ML in terms of this is completely incoherent with my ideology.
Sure, you would just be completely and totally wrong. Like, a segregationist could want single-payer healthcare, they could want private enterprise, they could want freedom of speech, they could want protection for religion. Like, a segregationist theoretically could want all of these things. They just think that different races of people go in different areas. An ML is going to be fundamentally misaligned with liberals on a whole bunch of things that are,
and ML will say, I don't like segregation, right? Like there are things I could find overlap, but I'm still like, I heavily disagree with this person, right? Like this is what I'm saying. It's like in both of these cases, these are heavily, heavily people that I do not want in power, period, but might accept, Hutchett definitely would accept the long-term consequences over the short-term, right? And so it's like, why is this not then applied to the Hassan argument? That's the whole point.
I guess it comes down to how much you think you have in alignment with them. I don't think a true liberal will have much in alignment with Hassan Piker or those types, like with ML types. You're just not going to have that much in alignment. Segregationists can just be racist. But MLs have like a whole ideology that is completely contraindicated by liberalism. That's completely contradictory and opposed by liberalism, and the manifestation of like the best segregationist versus the best. I mean, we were segregated as a country, and we came out of segregation. We won that fight. We were segregated. We came out of it, and it was liberals that won that fight. I don't think we've ever been socialist, and I don't think we would ever come out of or come back from socialist leading the political party. Like,
Okay, that's fair. I guess as long as you understand that I'm saying that there's clearly, and you can say if we did the math, we did the calculus, probably a preferable outcome in this. Yeah, it's not comparable to the Newsom thing, but it's still like I think a cop out to say these things are exactly equally bad because I don't think they are.
Well, it's not. Hold on, it's not a cop out. You already agreed with my point, so you should agree that it's inappropriate to bring it up here. Newsom versus J.D. Vance is infinitely easier than a tanky versus J.D. Vance. That's a hard question, and even I would be willing to admit, for all the personal hatred I have of Hassan, all these fucking losers, there might be, if I were to really sit down and really hammer down, really think about it, maybe I would support an ML over J.D. Vance, because Vance might be actual fucking fascist. Like that might be. I think I'd almost be willing to accept that. I just haven't done enough digging into it, but probably. But that would require it's a lot of thinking. I don't have to think about AOC versus Vance. I don't have to think about Bernie Sanders. I don't have to think about Ilhan Omar versus Vance.
The reason I'm saying why do you have to do a lot of thinking if it's like one of these things is going to be some things I like, most things I don't like, but I can stop them versus all things I don't like in the other direction.
How is fascism all things I don't like? You don't think you would align with a single thing that a fascist government would want? Not even one thing?
I mean, I guess I'm okay with the food dye ban.
I don't think food dye bans are necessarily inherent to fascist ideology.
Referencing the Trump.
Wasn't the meme right now, with fucking Italy, like the trains are on time or whatever bullshit? Like, I'm sure like fascist people wouldn't mind, like the reason why they were called third position is because they don't mind being economically left on things as long as it's benefiting like a native certain racial population. So they might say things like for instance, a lot of the rhetoric around being super xenophobic comes down to protecting native workers. That was a thing that Bernie Sanders agreed with Donald Trump on. Bernie Sanders was with dramatically curbing the H-1B program and dramatically curbing a lot of immigration, saying that it harmed native workers. Now, Bernie Sanders doesn't come at it from a racial perspective or a hardcore heavy nationalistic perspective, but that could be.
Yeah, but they line. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you can find things like this with fascists.
Right. But the reason I say it's still easier, I'm not saying it's not a harder question than Newsom Vance. Obviously, it's completely out of the ballpark. But it's like, don't you think there are more things that on the steps towards an ML getting power you would agree with than a fascist government?
I don't know. I don't think so. When you start talking about banning political parties, we can look at historically. I know they like to disown all of it. But like
I agree. If you were to say like the extremes of an ML versus the extremes of a fascist, but it's like obviously the path towards the ML.
I understand the extremes, but you seem to think that they're fundamentally different things. Like, you seem to think that like the ML stuff is further along the spectrum of progressivism. They're not. It's a totally different paradigm. You're moving like orthogonally or whatever to the current political framework. Like, it's like saying you can eventually be convinced to, I'm trying to think of a non-pedophile analogy. Like if you start eating worse and worse, if you start eating worse and worse food at some point on the way to like a guy who advocates for eating shit, like he might get you better recipes or something, but you're just like, they're fundamentally completely, totally different things. But in your mind, and this is why I said at the very beginning, I don't think I convinced you. I think in your mind, like Marxist-Leninism in its purest form is just like socialized healthcare and like really, really high minimum wages maybe banning billionaires.
Wait. Just to be clear, I'm aware that I very much do not want Marxist-Leninism. I think it's anti-liberal. I think it's like horrible the way that they control like people's freedom and there's secret police and all this bullshit, right? Like, I don't want that. But what I'm saying is if the people that are MLs, Hassan, are on the steps towards getting to what he wants ideally, supporting politicians that I align with, I would always, always say it's easier for me to pick the ML over the fascist who on the steps
what do you
towards
think is
getting
like,
the fascist government.
Sure. What do you think is the most likely thing, the most likely steps that would benefit you? The most likely one. Name the one most likely step you think Hassan would take.
Oh, like as in power?
Yeah, we are like, oh, well, I could see at least in heading in this direction, I would be okay with this.
Healthcare was the first one to pop to mind, but yeah.
How much time does he talk about
any Bernie or AOC thing? Yeah.
How does he talk about, how often is Hassan talking about like single payer healthcare?
I have no idea. I don't watch Hassan. I'm just assuming based on the politicians he supports.
Yeah, but the politicians he supports are not tankies or ML. And usually—
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that on the steps of Hassan getting the end goals of what he wants, he's going to go through the steps of progressivism that I support. And that is so much obviously better than the steps that people will take to get to the ideal world of fascism.
I'm not saying that you're wrong or that I even necessarily disagree. I'm just saying that I would have to sit down and think about this a lot. But to repair to my, or to go back, sorry, I just read before. To go back to my point earlier, whatever the answer to this question is a much more difficult question to answer.
Yeah,
than,
I've already conceded that. It's a more difficult question, but it's still an easy question for me.
That's because you either are super naive about what Hassan believes, or you're much, much, much closer to the ML position than you're letting on. But it has to be one of those two things. But then the question is, why the comparison between Hassan and JD Vance rather than like AOC or Bernie Sanders to JD Vance?
The point was to pick someone that that Hutch very clearly hates, and it says, look, if here's these two options, and this is the reason Hassan won't pick, right? It's not because it's a hard question. It's because in his crazy ML framework, these two things are so close to being, like, these are both fascists. Like, the Democratic Party is fascist, or they will, you know, enable fascism, so it's basically over. It's doomed. And this is like, all right, Hutch, well, here's, you think Hassan is just as bad as Trump? Like, is that truly just how bad it is? Because let's put you in Hassan's foot. Like, can you actually pick one? Is there a harm reduction still here? And I still think there is.
But then Hutch has the same position where he says, the same position basically as Hassan, where he says, well, I think these two are so bad, it would be really difficult to choose between.
I think Hassan's stupid, and I think if Hutch picks that, I think that's also stupid.
No, but there's an underlying factual analysis there where one could be correct, that you already agreed with.
Hutch is more correct.
Newsom and J.D. Vance are very easy to choose between if you have any connection to the real political climate in the world in the United States. Hassan Piker, a Marxist-Leninist and a fascist-flirting fascist guy, J.D. Vance, is a much harder choice to choose between.
It's harder, right?
Much harder. Much harder.
I'm agreeing. But what I'm saying is, it's like, all right, Hutch, put yourself in Hassan's shoes. Like, you have to dumb yourself down to believe that these things are equal. They're not. However, you see these two things as pretty fucking bad. Can you still pick as a harm reduction argument? Because this is how you would have to apply this to Hassan. I think Hutch is being dumb,
but the
just
issue,
not nearly
no, no, no.
so dumb
the
because
issue
it's a
with,
much more difficult question.
But that's
right.
not true. The issue with Hassan is that because it's so obvious what the answer should be and he's unwilling to choose, it shows a fundamental misalignment in values. Not being able to choose between a Marxist, Leninist, and a fascist, I don't think shows that's not a good litmus test for anything.
Well, it's seeing if you can do harm reduction, right? Which is like the big thing Hutch does, like every Libin learns,
no,
is this
no,
like trolley
on.
problem,
it's,
like what is
harm
worse?
Reduction is
I,
like,
I understand
no, no,
one of these things
not,
where I'm
no,
not trying to say these
not
things
about,
are
it's not about it just being worse. It's about it being like a kind of worse. Like, it's almost categorically different. Since pedophilia is a hot topic, I will lean into it. One guy is saying that he wants to lower the age of consent to 17, okay? And Hutch is like, I don't know about that guy. And then another guy is saying he wants to lower the age of consent to 1. And Hodge is like, definitely not that guy. And you're trying to make this comparison that because he's like against both, it's somehow the same thing. But it's like it's not like there can
but
be
the fact that he can't pick. He can say one is worse, right?
Well, no, as opposed to comparing
one
it to like
bad
the
1-year old one, right?
But for Hassan would be like, imagine you have a guy. I was imagining the status quo. Like, imagine you've got like three people. It's a 17-year-old age of consenter. It's a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old age of consenter. And you're like, well, for harm reduction, fine, lower the age of consent to 17. I'll go with that one. And you're like, oh, but you wouldn't pick the age of consent 1 versus the age of consent 0 or the age of consent 2 over the age of consent 1. That's a much Jesus fuck at that point. Holy fuck! Like, you're weighing things
that
are
fucked at that point. But to be clear, one of the like things that Hutch has brought up is, would you vote for Hitler or Hitler, but he's going to kill 3 million fewer Jews? And it's like, I'd still pick the 3 million fewer Jews. Like, this is the whole point of harm reduction. Yes, obviously we're fucked either way if Hitler's in power. But if Hutch is going to bring up these arguments, like, yeah, you could still do the harm reduction.
If you want to go down,
I'd just kill myself.
If you want to go down, if you want to go down this road of argumentation, then the question should be, let's assume, because I would make that same choice. Anybody would make the same choice. But notice, because what you've done is you've said all else equal, we can quantify that there will be less harm under the minus 3 million Hitler. But for Hassan and J.D. Vance, that's a hard call. But if you were to preface the question, if let's assume that you you know that Hassan's agenda is only going to go so far. Hassan will come in as an ML, but the only thing he'll be able to get done is single-payer healthcare. Maybe he will take over, nationalize the airlines, and maybe the minimum wage goes up or whatever. That's the only thing Hassan can get done. Mm. Would you go with Hassan or JD Vance? That would be a more fair question. It's like, okay, well, harm reduction, yeah, of course, I'm going to go for Hassan. I would say that there. I'd say, yeah, sure, harm reduction, I would go for Hassan. But when, you, right. when you're hanging it out there, like a Marxist-Leninist versus a fascist, holy fuck, that's a hard question to answer. I don't know what the answer to that is. That, like, the, you, again, and the reason why I'm saying I don't know isn't because, like, I'm just showing that it's, like, so extreme or whatever. I'm saying it's, like, a different kind of question. It's a much, much, much harder question to answer.
Especially if it's, like, if they got everything they wanted. I agree with this.
Or, well, even if they started moving in that direction, that's just a very, very, very hard question to answer. So it's not, I don't think you're getting at the meat of, like...
I'm not sure I understand, because you're, like, if it's just the moving in the direction, we've both seemed to agree that on the steps there, there's probably going to be way more things I'd be okay with if we moved left than right.
I never said that. It's not moving left or moving right. It's moving more authoritarian or more liberal. Like, leftists want to move more authoritarian. It's not just a single healthcare, higher minimum wage thing, because that might not be Hassan's first steps. His first step might be to unally with Israel and declare a world war on them because he thinks that their treatment of the Palestinian people is so horrible. The second step might be to capitulate militarily on every single base around the world because he thinks Western imperialism is unethical and evil. The third step might be to completely withdraw from every type of the WTO, or I guess we're, I don't know, everything
we're
like that
out, but
these might be the steps that he takes because he wants to see other a multipolar world. I don't know if the people still use this term anymore. He might want to see those other countries rise up and thrive. Who knows? If those are the first steps he takes, it's, well, fuck, I would rather have the fucking JD Vance. Jesus.
But JD Vance is doing a lot of that, except for the military based stuff. Like, we're pulling out of stuff, we're doing isolationist things, we're cutting ourselves off from globalism. Like, this is like,
but we're comparing, but this is why I'm saying it's also weird, because you're asking, like, the worst thing that Hassan could do. But then it's also like, well, the worst thing he could reasonably do. Like, the Trump admin wants to do more than they're doing now, but they can't. It's just, we're looping on this. I'm just saying it's very, very hard to analyze. I think that you take it for granted that a step in Hassan's direction, because again, you're just viewing this as like this left-right paradigm, and you don't have this other dimension of, like,
I need to expand my axes.
Authoritarian-leaning stuff. Okay.
All right. Gun to my head, I'd still pick Hassan, but obviously not an easy question. But I think that last thing you said about the military base, isolationist, like, America evil stuff. Yeah, I think that could
and
be
vibing
very
it out.
Harmful,
I think I would probably, like, without doing a bunch of research, I'd probably go with this on too if I was vibing it out.
Clip it, send it.
Yeah, but like, but also, like, it's just such an irrelevant question, because it doesn't get to the heart of, like, what they were talking about before. That's not harm reduction. That's, like, advanced severe calculations of trying to figure out what would be better. Like, if I were to ask you, would you rather have your entire arm chopped off or your hand chopped off, then you would say probably just your hand. But if I were to say, would you rather have 80% of your liver removed or 1.5 kidneys removed? Pick the arm reduction one right now. It's like, Jesus, fuck, I don't know. I'm sure one of the answers to this is correct, but I don't actually know. And demonstrating that I might not have a clear-cut answer there doesn't make me hypocritical for criticizing somebody else who doesn't want to choose between their arm and their hand. The arm and the hand is, if that's an easy, you want your arm, you might have to lose a hand, but that's better than losing a whole arm. That's an easy answer. And to say, well, you can't answer this thing about losing one ventricle or whatever the fuck, one compartment of your heart versus losing 1/5 of your amygdala. Like, I don't know, fuck, that's a much, much harder question. And it doesn't get to the heart of harm reduction at all, because you guys don't even agree that harm reduction will occur. You haven't even settled the harm reduction question. Whereas for Newsom and Vance, the harm reduction thing is settled. Newsom for sure would be less harm than Vance, so you would pick Newsom. Hassan might not be less harm reduction than Vance. It's a different type of question. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. What are your thoughts on the idea that, like, hey, it's so doom-pilled because all the Democrats lead to more fascism, therefore it's not harm reduction in the long term? Like, I don't agree with this either, but, like, what's your take on that?
That all of them lead towards harm reduction in the long term? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Obama, the conditions that Obama did by not delivering on the agenda that he promised allowed voters to be disaffected and led to Trump.
That's retarded. There's a whole bunch of other reasons why that's just a massive anti-liberal cope. Anybody that says that, you're either, you hate liberalism, or you're just being a useful idiot for people that hate liberalism. But anybody that says that it's the Democrats' fault that Republicans came up is assuming way more coordination and control from the Democratic Party, because the Republican Party has that. It's a super copy weird argument, I think.
The argument is not that it's control. It's the argument is that it's like, hey, like, this failure to deliver and make lives ultimately better in the long term, because it's short-term benefit. I think they don't disagree with this, but in the long term, people become disaffected and vote for some populist on the right because they don't get what they want. And this is going to happen if you elect a Newsom or whatever.
The reason why this is a tanky talking point is because the assumption there is that at any point in time, Democrats could have maximally delivered on everything, but they chose not to because they're ultra captured by corporate interest. So that's an argument that both parties are essentially the same, although people just don't realize it. But that's what underlines that argument. So Obama could have gotten us all these things, but he's controlled by big, whoever the fuck, corpo, pharma, whatever the
Green
fuck.
Green Lantern theory, he should have fought harder, ACA, that bullshit, yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.